This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Who would have thought that in 2015 the Ravens would be 0-3 while many people had them going to the Super Bowl? Meanwhile, flash forward to 2016, the experts think the Ravens aren't going to go much anywhere other than 8-8 and 9-7. And here they are, 3-0, a total mirror opposite, so to speak, of two Ravens teams from two different seasons.
It's something to behold, because you look at it on paper, this team should have been worse off than what they were last year. I mean, even national pundits, you know, they would guess that the Ravens were going to the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco was on pace to have a 4,000-yard season, his first ever as a Raven, as an NFL player. It did not happen. He got hurt. Everything went to hell in a handbasket. Everybody else was down, and now we have it to where this year everybody's healthy. We have a Rashad Perriman sighting on the field, and we're seeing guys making plays.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing guys who were injured in 2015 stepping up. We're seeing Steve Smith Sr. stepping up, especially in this game. We'll get to that shortly. Dennis Pitta stepping up. Rashad Perriman stepping up here and there. Justin Forsett, entirely different story. Definitely we'll be talking about the Ravens running game, or lack thereof, so to speak, against the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. But let's look back at week three. Was there anything NFL-wise in week three that stood out to you?
Well, the Eagles blowing out Pittsburgh is a big start.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz schooling that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Not to mention the Steelers offense looking inept against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are looking like the number one defense in all the NFL right now. Here's another one that shocked me, too. The Minnesota Vikings sacking Cam Newton 8 times. That is outright insanity right there, especially for a franchise quarterback.
That guy is getting, you know, he's getting shellacked this year. I remember the first game of the season, you remember how many times he took a hit to the head. Now he gets sacked 8 different times. Man, the people that were hating that were on the Cam Newton hater bandwagon last year, they're kind of sipping their coffee right now.
Yeah, even David Carr thought that Cam Newton got sacked way too much, if people are familiar with him and his Houston Texans
David
career.
Carr, there's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, here's another thing we haven't heard of in a while. A Cleveland Browns win. They almost had one against the Miami Dolphins. Oh, so close. Here's another one, though, and this caught a lot of meme blow-ups over the week, or the earlier part of the week. Washington getting a win in the Big Apple against the Giants, 29-27, and Odell Beckham Jr. losing his cool and losing his battle against a kicking net. Yeah, that certainly was a sight to behold, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I remember they did a mashup of Odell Beckham into Mortal Kombat, and they had him going up against the kicking net. It was kind of funny. I enjoyed it quite hysterically. The Josh Norman and Odell Beckham saga, there was nothing really out of that front. It seemed like it was you know, all quiet on that front, especially since they were playing Josh Norman with somebody else. But that game, it came down to the wire. The Ravens game came down to the wire. Just a lot of games came down to the exact wire. And I did say, everybody thought that the Jacksonville Jaguars game was going to be an offensive slugfest. I'm like, no. This is going to be one of the ugliest games of the season. And it was pretty ugly towards the end there. And it took a last-minute score to get it to happen. So, lo and behold, Baltimore's victorious against Jacksonville. Everybody is upset, though, because it was an ugly win, but it was still a win on the road against Jacksonville, who you lost to last year, who is actually a better team this year. A lot of people think that the Jacksonville Jaguars, on paper, are a juggernaut team. The Ravens have defeated them. They're 3-0.
Yeah, and also, not to mention, the Baltimore Ravens are one of 5 teams in the NFL right now that are undefeated. You have 2 in the NFC with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings, which is a shock. The Vikings are undefeated, especially losing AP earlier in the year. New England Patriots are 3-0. The defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos are 3-0. And in the AFC North, you have the 3-0 leading Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh is 2-1. Bengals are 1-2. And the Browns are 0-3.
And that could also be a surprise as well from week three. You said Adrian Peterson's out for a good while, but somebody else lost for a good while, and that's J.J. Watt for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that's going to definitely play huge in the AFC South rankings going forward in 2016. But let's look back at the 19-17 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, going into this game, Joe Flacco was doing not great, but he was averaging good in yards, getting scoring opportunities here and there. However, this game, other than the lone rushing touchdown that he had, the 7-yard rushing touchdown he had in the first quarter, it certainly wasn't a memorable game for Joseph Vincent Flacco. By the way, congrats Joe Flacco and his family on their fourth child, a daughter, to combat with the three boys there. So that's going to be quite the household there. Joe Flacco going 29 for 40, getting 214 yards, had two picks. He was only sacked two times for 15 yards total loss, but ended up having a 64 quarterback rating. But here was an interesting thing to point out, though, about Joe Flacco. He set a Ravens franchise record of 21 consecutive passes completed and was one shy of tying the NFL single-game record of 22, which is crazy for a quarterback that had no touchdowns and two interceptions. You think a guy gets 21 consecutive passes, that guy probably gets two touchdowns along the way. But, of course, that certainly wasn't the luck that the Ravens had in that game against Jacksonville. But when we move on to the rushing totals there, Terrence West was your leading rusher with 10 carries for 45 yards, averaging 4.5 yards per carry, having 15 yards as his longest run. Justin Forsett, 7 carries for 20 yards, averaging 2.9. Joe Flacco doing better than Forsett, averaging 4 yards a carry on 3 carries, 12 yards. And then, of course, that totaled out to 22 carries for 84 yards, averaging 3.8. It's not yards, but it's progress, so to speak, in the Ravens running game. But, Ray, answer this question for me. Say you're John Harbaugh and say you're Mark Trestman and you're both sitting down in the conference room and you're looking over the Ravens running game. Terrence West, even though he isn't putting up gaudy numbers, he is putting up a good yards per carry average, especially this last game, averaging 4.5 yards per carry. If you're Mark Trestman and John Harbaugh, do you look at this and say, you know what, I'll give Justin Forsett one more game, maybe two more games. If not, I do like this Terrence West kid. I think we should give him more carries. Your thoughts on that?
I would think so, considering the fact that Flacco's averaging 39 pass attempts a game.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's arm's going to give out eventually here soon if you don't eventually give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that as well. I mean, and also when you look at, and we talked about this last week, and it seems to be a recurring theme here on the free-for-all, talking about the Ravens running game and how predictable it looks, especially against opposing defensive lines. I mean, you're looking at Justin Forsett, a guy who was who's recovering from a broken forearm injury in 2015. And, you know, you don't think – do you think that plays a factor in him carrying a ball that maybe he doesn't want to get hit hard or take the hard hits? He just, you know, happens to – I mean, and not saying anything against his toughness or anything like that, but do you think that seeps into the mindset of a player recovering from an injury?
It could, but also keep this in mind for the Jacksonville game. They were riding the hot hand in Joe Flacco because the guy had over 21 consecutive pass attempts completed.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to go with that as well. And looking at the passing yards here and the receiving totals here, you look at Breshad Perriman, who had 2 catches for 22 yards. Mike Wallace certainly was not a red zone threat, so to speak, having 3 catches for 34 yards. Dennis Pitta, decent game for him. I mean, not compared to last week against the Cleveland Browns. 6 catches for 42 yards. Steve Senior, on the other hand, had 8 catches for 87 yards and got into a war of words with
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey, secondary player of the Jacksonville Jaguars there.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of bad blood brewing between those two, and Steve Smith Sr., never the one to shy away from trash-talking. Now, of course, if he was on another team, Ravens fans would be like, oh, there ain't no place for that in the game, but since he's on their team,
well, of course, but I mean, look at but you also have to look at the post-game comments by Jalen Ramsey saying, you know, you tell me who got in whose head, I think I got into his head. And I'm thinking, I don't think you say those kinds of things if your team just lost a game and you're now 0-3 and the team you're talking trash about is 3-0.
Especially since Steve Smith had over 80 passing receiving yards. So
yeah, 37-year-old Steve Smith. Yeah,
you're kind of on the wrong end of that conversation when you make that kind of a gesture. But I guess the guy wanted to come out with his head held high and try to talk some little bit of smack leaving on. Especially they meet this team. These teams could meet again in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if Jacksonville can catch up, of course. But let's face it, 0-3 is a tough hill to climb in today's NFL, with the bigger, faster, stronger, young quarterbacks out there, young running backs. So it's definitely a tough hill to climb for Jacksonville. However, back to the Steve Smith Sr. Jalen Ramsey thing. You know what it reminds me of? It reminded me of a boxer after a fight with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather went on to 49-0, and that said boxer was commenting and said, "You know what? I landed that good left hook on him in the 12th round with 5 seconds left. So you tell me who got in whose head." Yeah, you were outscored by the officials 40-32 on each individual round. So, yeah.
Winner by unanimous decision.
Winner by unanimous decision, Steve Smith Sr.
If it was a split decision, I could see something else happening in that regard. But no, this was pretty cut and dry. The Ravens won that game. Steve Smith actually ousted Jalen Ramsey. So and he was the one who got the national pub. He's the one that gets the actual story about himself, Steve Smith, clowning on Jalen Ramsey, not the other way around.
Speaking of a solid play, we do have to give credit to the Ravens defense. After a debacle in week two where they just seemed inept for the first half against the Cleveland Browns, against a team that consisted of Blake Bortles, TJ Yeldon, Allen Robinson, and Allen Hurns, and Julius Thomas at tight end, this defense held their own with 17 points allowed. Looking at their pass rush numbers here, that guy, Lawrence Guy, had 3 tackles, including 1 for a loss and a sack on Bortles. Timmy Jernigan had 2 tackles, including 1 for a loss and a sack. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Terrell Suggs, 3 tackles, 2 sacks right there. And I talked about this on Facebook not too long ago, the 3 things to look at in the Ravens win. I sincerely think that if it weren't for Terrell Suggs and those big yard loss sacks that he took on Bortles, this game could have ended up differently for the Baltimore Ravens. Terrell Suggs, it's not so often we have called his name much on this show, especially in big games, but you do have to give the 34-year-old pass rusher Suggs credit. He did show up again in that game against Jacksonville and Blake Bortles.
Showed up, rised, and conquered. So let's talk about the Raiders game coming up this week. And, yeah, the schedule seems very similar to last year, doesn't it?
No, but real quick, though, one more thing. Justin Tucker, 4-for-4. 54 yards, including the game-winning kick right there.
Not counting the fact that he missed one, but it was gave him a redo because of a penalty.
But what about the on the television? I could have sworn he made that 57-yard try. And even then, it looked good. But, yeah, you are right. There was one negated by a penalty.
Justin Tucker came out after the game and said that, well, he used an offense ball instead of a kicking ball, and that makes it to where it's kind of like kicking a chocolate bar.
By the way, Justin Tucker, 9-for-9 this year. And he is perfect in the 50-plus range, 3-for-3 this year. So definitely a step up from last year.
So is Justin Tucker working on the Halloween endorsement with the chocolate bar reference here?
I think he is, yeah.
All right, so moving on to the Raiders right now, because, like I said, the schedule seems very similar to last year, because early on the Ravens played the Jaguars and the Raiders, and we know how that turned out in 2015.
Raiders actually off to a good start right now, though. They're 2-1, and by the way, they are 2-0 away from home. So that could play a factor. Are we going to say this again? Trap game? Are we going to say trap game again?
No. 3-0 versus 2-1, that's not a trap game.
Okay.
That is not a trap game.
Okay.
Okay, so with the Raiders, definitely not a trap game. This is going to be a good, this one's going to be the slugfest.
Derek Carr, by the way, for the Oakland Raiders, 867 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception to Flacco, 774. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions right there.
Yeah, this one is going to be the offensive slugfest everybody was looking for in Jacksonville against Jacksonville last week. It didn't happen against Jacksonville. It's going to happen with the Raiders this week. I'm predicting that it's going to be 35-28 Ravens.
Okay, so you're going to be that guy and go back to the home team and predict a win after a 3-0 start.
Yeah, it'll also be the first time the defense has allowed over 20 points this year, so that's something to behold.
You know, according to pundits out there, they have the Ravens at -4 at home this year, at home in this week against the Oakland Raiders. 57% think the Ravens will win this game. I do agree with you. I do think it'll be an offensive slugfest. I see Flacco and Carr combining for, dare I say, 800 yards passing by the both of them. I think Flacco might get 350, Carr might get 400, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, Ray, I do think you're going to see a 34-28 victory over the Oakland Raiders. It'll be a very respectable offensive game, but in the end, the Ravens will prove dominant by two game-winning field goals by Justin Tucker.